Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Welcome to another Monday Mindset episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, where we dive deep into the realms of emotional growth, forgiveness, vulnerability, and self-care. I'm your host, Lisa, and today we are embarking on a journey to explore the path of emotional evolution. Emotional growth is like a beautiful, ever-unfolding flower. You know, the kind that grow in your, like wildflowers. Those are my absolute kind of best kind of flowers. I just love wildflowers. And it requires nurturing, patience, and willingness to delve into the depths of our hearts. It's like, it's the core. Emotional growth involves understanding, processing, and releasing past hurts, embracing vulnerability, and prioritizing self-care. First on our journey is forgiveness. I talk about it a lot because it was a huge, huge journey for me. And, you know, it is not always easy, but it really is essential for our emotional well-being. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or excusing someone else's actions. Rather, it's about releasing the grip that resentment is and anger have on your heart. It's even forgiving yourself. It's forgiving your younger self. It's about self-forgiveness. It's about self-love. It's about forgiving others and ourselves. And what happens is we free ourselves from the shackles of the past, allowing room for healing and growth. Forgiveness is a profound act of liberation. When we hold onto those grudges and that resentment, we carry the weight of the past like a heavy burden on our shoulders. And trust me, I know because I held on to grudges and resentment and anger for way too long. But as we choose to forgive, we untether ourselves from that weight, reclaiming our power and opening ourselves up to new possibilities. It's a radical act of self-love, acknowledging that your peace of mind and emotional well-being are worth more than holding on to grievances. By extending forgiveness, we create a space for compassion, understanding, and ultimately, profound personal transformation. Next, let's explore vulnerability. Brené Brown beautifully describes vulnerability as the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. It's about showing up authentically, even when it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be authentic a lot of the times. And I even struggle with authenticity. And I know, as the voice of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, I need to always be vulnerable, but it always be authentic. But it's sometimes you're just like, wow, can I do that? Can I be vulnerable in this moment? Even though it's uncomfortable, right? We can do hard things. And sometimes embracing our vulnerability is hard. Because embracing vulnerability allows us to connect more deeply with ourselves and others, fostering more meaningful relationships and personal growth. And let's talk a little bit about self-care, because self-care is not selfish. It is really, truly essential. And when we are in a state where we're anxious or we're depressed or we're in a victim mode of anger and resentment, it's even more essential then. And that is the biggest times where we don't do it. We don't practice self-care when it is really, really needed. Self-care looks different for everyone. Whether it's carving out time for meditation, indulging in a bubble bath, which sounds just divine, or simply saying no to things that drain our energy. Prioritizing self-care replenishes your emotional reserves. It allows you to show up as the best version of yourself. It allows all of us to show up as the best versions of ourselves. Now that we've laid the groundwork, let's discuss some practical steps you can take to continue evolving emotionally. One, reflect. Take time to reflect on past experiences and how they've shaped you. Journaling can really be a powerful tool for self-reflection. Two, practice forgiveness. In your reflections, identify lingering resentments and grudges and work towards forgiveness. Remember that forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. Three, embrace vulnerability. Lean into vulnerability by sharing your authentic self with trusted friends and family. Be authentic. Be who you are. Take off your mask. Do not pretend you are not someone you aren't. It is so hard to fit into groups, to fit into what other people think you should be. Be vulnerable, be yourself, be authentic, and you will foster deeper connections and emotional growth. Four, personalize and prioritize self-care. It is so important to make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Whether it's scheduling a regular me time, or setting boundaries, or prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, your body, and your soul, And if you're ready for it, even to dive even deeper into the journey of forgiveness, I am so incredibly thrilled to announce the upcoming launch of my signature course, Forgiveness: Breaking the Cycle of Unresolved Pain. In this transformative program, we will explore practical tools, guided exercises, and empowering insights to help you break free from the chains of unresolved pain and embrace a life filled with peace, joy, and emotional freedom. Whether you are struggling to forgive others or seeking forgiveness for yourself, this course will provide you with the guidance and support you need to embark on a profound journey of healing and liberation. To get started on your journey towards forgiveness today, visit my website at changeyourlifewithlisa.com/free download and claim your free download to kickstart your transformational journey. As you navigate this week, I encourage you to embrace vulnerability with an open heart. Repeat after me this amazing affirmation. I am worthy of love and belonging just as I am. I embrace vulnerability as a source of strength and authenticity. I forgive myself and others, releasing the past and welcoming growth. I prioritize self-care, nurturing my mind, body, and soul. Today, I choose emotional evolution, one courageous step at a time. Please repeat that affirmation and journal about it. You won't regret it. Remember, dear listeners, you are capable of incredible emotional growth. Embrace the journey and watch as your inner radiance shines brighter than ever before. Thank you so incredibly much for joining me on this episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance. Until next time, stay true to yourself and keep shining bright.